DOS, Windows. So that's about the amount of time you need to integrate their technology into the Amiga operating system.
So is that going to be something that the release is dependent upon? The SciTech need, drivers need to be there before the Amiga OS 4 for Amiga 1 ships?
Well, they don't absolutely need to be there, but that would be definitely the way that we would want to go.
And would you consider holding the release? I mean, or releasing it before that if it got too late in the cycle and they weren't delivering or whatever?
If that were, if we would get the impression that they weren't actually delivering on what they could do, and I have no indication that they wouldn't be able to, because they're also working closely together with Mai now. We hooked up the two companies, and so they are really interested in getting their stuff on Linux PPC as soon as possible. So I don't think that's going to ever hold up the release. So we really want to get that and ship that, because we want to offer, at least on the 2D side, the widest possible choice of graphics boards, and it also frees us from having to do Radeon drivers and all that stuff.
Excellent. And then there was another question about where was it? Ask Ben when OS 4 will get a new icon system.
That'll be like for 4.1 probably, because currently the icons are still pen-based, so there's all kinds of limitations in terms of, right, and there's still limitation in terms of the amount of colors, the icon format. Olaf Bartel rewrote icon library for OS 3.5, but he told me that to get the functionality really up again, that he would need to completely re-implement it, and that's outside the scope of OS 4. So we're gonna have to come back to that later, together with the new graphics library, because these things are intricately related.
Do you want to see vector-based icons for the Amiga going forward?
I think that's probably the only choice that we have available to us if you want to be able to scale images from a given resolution to a high resolution. Otherwise, it'll look too small on certain resolutions and it'll look too big on others. And there's a wide variety of resolutions available now these days, so I think that's probably by far the superior solution.
So do you see in the future bitmap graphics as a way of creating glyphs and buttons and everything else for a desktop operating system going away and being replaced completely with a vector format?
Yeah, the palette system is still in there for several reasons. First of all, for compatibility reasons with old applications. Secondly, simply for time reasons, is that we didn't want to take on that job as well. I mean, that would mean complete re-implementation of graphics, of icon, and probably of also certain parts of intuition that rely on that, and that would be such a massive undertaking that we probably would have to add another 4 to 5 months at least to the development cycle.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, I have no plans to do so. It's already far too long that it's taking, you know. We're really pleased with the results, but I mean, understand the impatience that's growing out there. So
we had a question last night for the panel that wasn't getting asked, so I'll ask it again. What exactly have you done in terms? What has been going on in the last 2 years? I mean, is it really 2 years worth of work, or is it that the other projects have gotten in the way? Or,
okay.
I mean, it's been 2 years. So, what's been happening? 18 months.
I mean, first of all, it's like you pointed out, it's been 18 months. Secondly, of course, we have Hyperion. I was strictly speaking about Hyperion. We had to allocate resources elsewhere because, I mean, obviously OS 4 wasn't pulling in any money. We didn't have a development budget worthy of that name. So we did the Amiga 1 firmware. You know, we got called on to actually do that, and that took away quite a lot of resources. I think we ported like two Mac games, contract worked two Mac games during that period, like one Amiga game, some other projects that we needed to bring in the money. If we would have been able to work on it constantly, we would have been able to proceed a lot faster. It's still the case, by the way. I mean, there's a lot of developers that have full-time jobs and work after hours. If you'd be able to hire one of these people on a full-time basis, you would be able to move a lot faster. But you have to you understand what the realities of the Amiga market are. The user base is very small. There is nobody with a lot of cash out there that can just funnel this all into the development.
So the question from online is, ask Ben when the fist fight between him and Bill Buck is scheduled.
That's scheduled as soon as I've been able to buy a taser gun.
Yeah, I recommend Air Taser. It's very, very cool. My brother's got one of those. I might as well just hand him the other damn mic. Okay. He's trapped now. So the question is, what are the memory requirements can we expect for OS 4, and how will multitasking be on the new OS?
One thing to remember, of course, that we will have virtual memory. So that's one thing. I think it should run on 32 megabytes of memory, which for the Cyberstorm at least is almost the least you could have. That would be two banks of 60 megabyte memory. I mean, I think most users, you know, especially those that are running our games like Heretic 2 and so forth, will have at least 64. I think a lot of people even have 128 megabytes, and of course that's plenty if you throw in the virtual memory.
I think you have a question.
I have a question.
This place is actually in the Bay Area,
right? No. Write it down.
Do you remember my home phone number?
Yeah.
Call it.
Okay. If say hello to Dale Luck for me.
Okay. You going down?
And remember what I asked you to ask, right?
Yeah, right now.
Oh, I thought you were gonna hang around tonight.
Well, I'll be back tonight.
When is
that? You're driving down and coming back.
Yeah.
When are you gonna be back? They're gonna meet Dale Luck.
Why?
I don't know. Ask them.
Cool. Dale's a fun guy.
Yeah,
he's a lot of fun. Have him take you to his warehouse. You won't be back tonight. But
he has a warehouse?
Full of arcade machines.
Really?
Kicks ass. Yeah.
I've actually sat
in a sit-down Missile Command game that he's got.
Missile Command.
It's awesome.
Don't steal anything, James. And by the way, watch out with those Amiga 1 motherboards in your car.
Oh, really?
Oh, damn. I shouldn't have
said
that.
I've got to go. That's a rental, right?
Yeah, it's a rental.
You got the insurance? No problem with the crowbar marks in the back.
Okay. Yeah, thanks. So, do you have any idea when you will be back?
It's at least 4 hours driving.
4 hours?
There and back.
Oh, yeah, to the
it's
Bay
Fremont.
Area. Yeah, we were there.
It's past Fremont. No, he's actually in Fremont, like Milpitas, so he's
right
there.
Is it Fremont?
It's the next city down from Milpitas. It's about another 20 minutes south on 880.
Right. No, he's on... I want to get more accurate.
Let's broadcast his address.
Yeah, right. I'm sure Dale
if
would like
you see
that.
Him, would you tell him to respond to my emails? Hey,
Dale
Jerry.
Luck.
Are you, what's that?
Are you going, Jerry?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Yeah, we're out of here.
Why?
Going back
is that going on this weekend?
Yeah.
I didn't even see anything about it.
What is the California Extreme?
California Extreme is a video convention.
Video
thing.
Games. That's
you
where
pay,
Dale
like,
is.
Some,
is Dale there this year?
You pay some amount to walk in and
he said he wasn't this one.
The whole day.
He said he wasn't.
Thank you. I'm getting the hang of this.
Is today the last day? Damn them. Because usually it's later in the year.
Yeah, they changed it this year.
Usually it's much later. Because last year was around September, 27th or something. Okay, Ben's left. We're just talking. Never mind us.
Will we see OS 4 for the Amiga 1 before the end of 2003? We will definitely see it. I don't know if you will be able to buy it yet, but, you know.